What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchos.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is March 25th. Happy draft weekend. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. By the way, if you're preparing for your drafts and you don't have PL Pro, what are you doing? You get it as a discount this weekend only. You get $40 off yearly PL Pro with promo code DRAFT WEEKEND. That's all caps and one word. Check it out. You get a live draft assistant tool. You get access to our Discord and ad-free website for the entire year. You also get weekly projections and daily for your fantasy teams in season based on PLV. You get all of these things. Go check it out at pitchos.com/premium. Remember to use promo code DRAFT WEEKEND, caps all one word, when you sign up for PL Pro yearly. Luis Severino is hurt. He has a lat injury. They are downplaying it for now, but he's going to miss some time. It's unbelievable what has happened to this Yankee rotation. If you include Nestor Cortez's injury, it's just Garrett Cole from their intended starting five at this point, with Montas and Severino and Rodon and Cortez hurt. But Cortez looks good. So it's Cole and Cortez. Now, Domingo Germán and Clark Schmidt are the three and four, but who is the number five? I honestly don't know, and I think they might just go to a bullpen game. It could be David Garcia, who's been throwing harder. I don't know. What a weird situation this is. But at the very least, those who have picked up Domingo Germán and Clark Schmidt, it does look like you have them for about a month and a half now, if not a little bit longer. As far as Severino goes, I just updated my list to be right under the top 50, because we don't know how long it is. He's going to be shut down for probably about a week, and they're going to assess from there. So it's not apparently as big as last year's, which was about 6 weeks worth. But still, I'd rather go for safer things. And honestly, you look at Freddy Peralta and Luis Severino, I'm like, yeah, I'd rather go for Freddy Peralta, who is healthy at the moment. I don't expect longevity, but at the very least, quality per inning should be higher for Peralta. There's also Alex Cobb, who took a comebacker to the knee on March 11th. He is a bit iffy to start the season in the rotation. It's probably just a week or so. And it might benefit him, as he was going to go against the Yankees anyway. And you didn't really want to start him for that. So it might actually lower his draft stock, which is a great thing, because then you can get him super late, because you didn't really want to start him for the first week anyway. Okay. Brad Keller was Rad Keller. 5 innings, 0 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts. Oh, my. Yeah, we're not reading into that whatsoever. Daniel Lynch is hurt, by the way. He's on the IL. It might mean that Bubich or Yarbrough start, but we don't care. Andrew Heaney, 4.2 innings, 500 runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. Oh, no. Doesn't really change anything. It's spring training. I'm not going to read too much into the tea leaves here. Marcus Stroman, 5.2 innings, 0 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 5 Ks. All normal there. Honestly, a little bit overlooked in drafts, I think, at the moment. He's going very deep. And he's very beneficial to start out of the gate as he gets the Brewers in the first game. You could just score a win and then get whatever upside guy you want late instead. Kyle Muller, 3.2 innings, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. He is definitively, I think, the SP7 for the Athletics, if not the 6. There's also Mason Miller, who went, it was a split squad, who is so good. And I didn't really know anything about him before this. All the Millers are good. Bobby Miller, Bryce Miller, Mason Miller. They're a Miller. They are easy to get. They're like, I don't know. It's fine. He chucks heat and has a filthy breaker. He only went 2 innings for Oakland. I imagine we would see him like mid-season if we're going to see him. But the second that Mason Miller does make his debut, same with Bryce and same with Bobby, you want in on those guys. Dylan Cease, 6 innings, 0 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, and 5 Ks. Oh, just to put a pin on this, Kyle Muller will get the opportunity before Mason Miller this year. Dylan Cease, good to see it, but 3 walks. It's just still there. It's not going to go away, you know? It's just, hey, what's up, buddy? This is just how life is. Just like a small leak in from your upstairs neighbor that will always just make a sound. Dylan Cease's walk rate will still be there. Okay. Julio Urias, 5 innings, 4 runs, 8 hits, 3 walks, 1 K. We've seen this a little bit from the WBC. Those that come back from it are not quite sharp right away. It's okay. I'm not really too worried about it. But I have found myself not really going for Julio Urias as I expected myself to in October. I had Urias, I think, in the top 15 or so, or maybe even top 10 at the time. And I've lowered him to about 18 or 19 at the moment. I have Kevin Gausman ahead of him. I might be taking Yu Darvish ahead of Julio Urias at the moment. I'm not sure. But Julio Urias doesn't look quite as crisp at the moment, but he is the opening day starter for the Dodgers. I imagine he'll be a lot better against the weak opponent. Wade Miley, 4.2 innings, 3 earned runs, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. He has an opening day spot for the Brewers, but do we care? Not really. Griffin Canning, 4 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. He has the SP6 spot, if you ask me, for the Angels. The question is, are they going to be a six-man rotation or a five-man? We don't know yet. Griffin Canning is a very interesting AL-only guy, but that's about it, and he's a deep, deep play in even that. We have a lot more to talk about here, including Blake Snell and Corbin Burnes. One did exceptionally well and one failed. Who is it? You'll find out after this break. Blake Snell redeemed himself. 6 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. I'm looking forward to watching this one later on today when I have some more time. I imagine he did better with his fastballs attacking the zone early as opposed to relying on his breaking balls. A main thing with Blake Snell that I'm going to be monitoring through this season is where his fastball misses are. If he's missing a lot, arm side up and away to right-handers, that's a problem. I want him to be aiming inside and then missing over the plate, which is not normally what you hear, but I think Blake Snell's fastball is just too good over inside the zone that I want those misses for strikes as opposed to balls. Corbin Burnes faltered, though. 5 innings, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. I was worried about him like 3 weeks ago, and then he had 2 really good games. I was like, hey, everything's fine. And now, of course, here he is stumbling again. I'm not going to read too much into this, but I do have Gerrit Cole number one for a reason. That's all I'm going to say. Chad Kuhl, 5.1 innings, 2 runs, blah, 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 blah. No, it's 5 hits, 2 walks, 3, 6 Ks. We don't care. Really, we're not buying into Chad Kuhl. Miles Michaelis, 7 innings, 0 runs, 6 hits, 0 walks, and 2 strikeouts. That's the Miles Michaelis game. Now, the thing is, they get the Blue Jays and then Atlanta to start the year. I don't want to start Michaelis for that. So if you're thinking of him now at the end of drafts, because everybody's been out completely on Miles Michaelis and, say, Merrill Kelly, from my understanding, which is kind of nice. It's how it should be. But it's also frustrating because those guys aren't getting swiped up instead all the ones I want to go for are. But if Miles Michaelis were getting a nice start to begin the year, I would be more eager to go after Miles Michaelis at the end. At the moment, I need to wait a week, which is kind of frustrating. Nick Pivette, actually 2 weeks, because he will get Atlanta and the Jays, because he's going to be starting early in that rotation. Nick Pivette, 6 innings, 2 runs, 10 hits, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. That's Nick Pivette special. Dylan Dodd, 5 innings, 3 earned runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. Nope, you are the SP6. You are not. I mean, I guess you are the weakest. Like, I don't know. You're not the one getting the starts for Atlanta to begin the year. When he does get his opportunities, though, I really like him. I think sliders down and into right-handers is really nice. Good changeup as well. Has to work a little bit on the fastball command. That's what I saw very briefly yesterday, was that his fastball wasn't as precise as he wanted it to be. Kyle Gibson, 4.2 innings, 6 runs, 11 hits, 1 walk, 2 Ks. Ah, that's sweeper. Nope. We're passing on this to start the year. Same with Adrian Sampson, who I don't think has SP spot because it should be Wesneski. If it's not Wesneski, it'll be riot. Sampson won 5 innings, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. He needs more hair. Zach Plesac, 5 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks. Yeah, he's the SP5 spot. We know. It's fine. Don't get Zach Plesac. Luis Castillo, 5 innings, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Everything seems fine there. He's normally a slow starter, though, and the whip isn't very good. Give him some time. I imagine he's not going to be amazing out of the gate, but that's okay. Sandy Alcantara, 3 innings, 0 runs, 0 hits, 0 walks, 8 Ks under 50 pitches. We laugh and we celebrate. That's Sandy Alcantara coming back from WBC. A lot of these guys actually did this. I think a lot of the opening day starters went a little bit easier than usual. And it's because they have the opening day start, and it's just, yeah, let's just, this final tune up. Everything's okay. Don't push yourself here. Framber Valdez, 5.2 innings, 4 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 3 Ks. Not the best command in this one, but he was fine. Alec Manoah, 6 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks. He's still down 2 ticks, which is a little worrisome. He's getting a good amount of whiffs, but it's, I can't just get this out of my head of like, Alec Manoah, what's going on here? How are you fatigued already? Eduardo Rodriguez, 5.1 innings, 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. It's been funny. I haven't seen him go one start at 92. But I've seen him go 91, and I've seen him go 93. And this was, again, back down to 91, which is a little frustrating. He gets a first start against the Rays. I don't think I'm going to be in on that because I want to see if he maintains a 93 or not. But there is some sleeper value to be had with Eduardo Rodriguez, especially if he's sitting at 93. We'll see what happens. He might be throwing softer because he has the opening day start like we were just talking about. Ronzi Contreras wins 3.1 innings, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. He's still just 94 in the fastball. He did have a lot of whiffs, 10 out of 28 just on the slider, which is really cool, but that's not what we want. Zach Gallen, 5.2 innings. I'm terrified, guys. 5 earned runs, 7 hits, 1 walk, 3 Ks. His curve was down, which is good, but everything else wasn't in a way that it should be. I mean, his fastball was kind of all over the place. The changeup should have been down. I want to see him going elevated four-seamers and doing the Blake Snell blueprint. He wasn't doing that. He's down still in velocity, 1.5 ticks. He might be a slow starter. He was a little bit last year. If you remember, he had the shoulder stuff, and that might be just concern him taking it easy. I hope so, but it's a little concerning right now. That's all. I'm not dropping out of the top 30 or something, but he's at the back end of the Aces of Dubs, right? Hunter Green, 4 innings, 0 in runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 2 Ks. He has fastballs up. His sliders just weren't going for strikes. It's fine. Pablo Lopez, 3 innings, 2 earned runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, 2 Ks. Still up in velocity. He was limited in pitch count because he has the opening day start for the Twins. And yeah, I'm in on Pablo Lopez, guys. The velocity is up and holding it. Garrett Cole, 5.2 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 0 walks, 3 Ks. His velocity was a little bit down, but yeah, everything is good there. And last two here, Max Scherzer, dominate 11 strikeouts, 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk. Velocity's down, as we were just talking about. It's fine. But there's also Kenta Maeda, who went after Pablo Lopez for 5 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, 5 Ks. We'll take this. This is a good whip, good ERA, 5 Ks. He threw about 70 and change pitches. He's at 91, 9 out of 44 whiffs, which is really nice between the slider and changeup. You know, that's about a 20% swing strike rate with them. This is good. Kenta Maeda is good, guys. Get him. Like, don't go super aggressively. He's not having those games of like, oh my gosh, it's Kenta Maeda yet. But I think those will come. Just go get Kenta Maeda. He's not detrimental, and it's a winning ball club, and he's not going for much. I just got him like the 20th round. Just go get Kenta Maeda. You'll be happy. But that is it for today. Remember, draft weekend, all caps, to get PL Pro for $40 off for the full year. That will stick around until this time next year. So you'll get all of our new draft tools in February if you sign up right now. You should do that. Use draft weekend promo code, all one word, all caps, get $40 off yearly PL Pro. But good luck this weekend. I quickly updated the ultimate draft outline to fix Vaughn Grissom and Luis Severino, those news. I also updated the list to reflect Luis Severino. So good luck. I hope it goes well for you guys, and I'll be back tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday and every weekday morning through the end of the year with a Plus Pitch podcast. So make sure you subscribe and leave a rating or review. It goes a long way for me. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIP be low and your strikeouts high.